it, folks. Ferrari wins the 24 Hours of Le Mans for the fifth consecutive year.
Mr. Ford, Ferrari has a message for you, sir.
What did he say?
He said Ford makes ugly little cars in ugly factories. And he called you fat, sir.
We're gonna bury Ferrari at Le Mans.
So the great Carroll Shelby
is gonna build a car to beat Ferrari with a Ford.
Correct.
And how long did you tell them you needed? 200 or 300 years?
90 days.
Ford versus Ferrari with Christian Bale and Matt Damon. You got a chance to see this movie, Ron. What did you think?
Oh, I saw it on the IMAX. And if I can steal the headline from the New York Times, it's a gas. Okay. And it was just the kind of movie that I love, kind of being an old car guy, not so much today, but back in the day, and remembering those races, the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And then, of course, the tie-in with Ford and Michigan and Detroit and what was going on politically, I guess you'd say, in the auto business during those years. You know, Henry Ford II just said, we're going to take on Ferrari, and he gave Carroll Shelby a blank check to write to produce this car and then bring in his driver, Ken Miles. That's the character Christian Bale plays. Matt Damon plays Carroll Shelby. And so it's really those two characters carrying the movie and their relationship and what they went through to get to the final act, which was the race that they took the Fords to Le Mans and scored. I won't give away the ending exactly because it's kind of got a twist to it, but it was like a good book, Scott. I mean, it's hard to put down feeling, and you don't want it to end. That's the storytelling, the good storytelling for Ford versus Ferrari.
Also, Charlie's Angels back, a new version with Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, Ella Balinska, and Elizabeth Banks in the movie with Patrick Stewart. And the other big screen version came out in 2000. And I was thinking about ageism. Okay. I mean, the young ladies that were young in 2000, they're not that old.
Right?
Why didn't they do like another Charlie's Angels with with those ladies?
I have no idea, other than Elizabeth Banks, aforementioned, taking the Bosley role in this movie. So it certainly was her as a director and a writer that cast this movie. So obviously they were going for a younger female leads here. And, to varying degrees of success. Because, Scott, you remember in the 70s when Farrah Fawcett and those three original angels, that was pure fluff and eye candy. This time, these girls are serious. There are some comparisons in the reviews to like a Bourne movie or a Mission Impossible. So even though they're going to be dressed to the nines and makeup and hair and all of that, they're serious about their spy stuff.
Yeah, back in the 70s, I remember it was as much about the fashion and about their hairstyles and how they looked, how they magnetized the villains.
Sure, sure. And this time, they're taking on some bad guy who's got some climate change doodad that's going to save the world from this bad guy. So anyway, good old-fashioned action adventure with some comedy thrown in, getting decent reviews.
Now, it's always nice when Helen Mirren is back on the big screen, and she is in this movie, the movie The Good Liar, with Ian McKellen, another great actor.
Yes, yes. Of course, Helen Mirren won an Oscar for her role in The Queen. Has been nominated 4 times, Ian McKellen twice, including Gods and Monsters, directed by Bill Condon, who directed The Good Liar. And she plays a recently widowed millionaire. He's the con man. They meet. Their relationship moves this way, then that way, then twists and turns. And I'm hearing it's a really good drama with some good twists and turns and some terrific acting, obviously.
Now, I'm assuming it's a British film.
You know what? That's funny. It's a Hollywood studio.
Okay.
Universal
All right.
released it. So it's a big, I don't know where they shot it exactly, but you're right. 2 very British actors.
And also a thriller, The Report, with an all-star cast. Adam Driver, Annette Bening, John Hamm, Maura Tierney, Michael C. Hall, and more.
Right, and kind of ripped from the headlines, if you will, where politics and controversy takes over. This is the true story of the post-9/11 detention and interrogation program that Adam Driver's character sort of uncovered. The redacted word in the title on the poster is the torture report, and you might might remember how horrible that was back in the day post 9/11. So this is the true story of you know, sort of getting to the bottom of this brutal, immoral, and ineffective torture stuff that happened. It's just an exclusive at the Woodland, very limited release this week, but great cast.
Well, I got a chance to see a movie that I think you also saw as well, Parasite. It's being lauded as one of the greatest movies made of this year. It's by Joon Bong-ho, and he's a Korean director. He's one of my favorite directors. I loved his movie, The Host, which is the one that made him an internationally known director. And actually, that was a hit that year that it came out. That was in the mid-2000s. And he also did a great movie called Memory of a Murder. And all three of these have the same actor who's one of the central actors, who's a very comedic actor, but he's also a very dramatic actor. And that's one of the things that I love about his movies. They're dramas, but then they're funny, but then they're also sometimes scary or extremely violent. And this was all of those.
All of those, for sure. And don't forget Snowpiercer was his movie as well. So you're right. The craziest movie of the year. You added another word that we can't say on the radio that I agree with completely. So if you want something completely different, and of course, you have to mention the subtitles, and it's all in Korean language and sort of set in that Korean culture clash between the two families that are central to the story. But what a wild ride.
Yeah, it's one of those upstairs, downstairs films in the sense of there's the one family that's very poor, very destitute, and then mm-hmm. there's the other family that's extremely affluent, and it's how they cross paths and who's the parasite? You know, right. it jumps around a lot in terms of that. Another film that's an art film that I saw that I thought was really well done was The Lighthouse, black mm-hmm. and white, with Willem Dafoe,
right,
and Robert Pattinson.
Right. Very black and white, one-to-one aspect ratio you don't see in movies very often. And like you said, a very character-driven movie, like going crazy characters, right?
Two men on an island tending a lighthouse. This is in two centuries ago. And they run out of food, they're stranded, and they just start drinking, and, you know, things just don't go well.
That's right. And I'll add one more to the list of crazy movies. Jojo Rabbit, the story of a young boy growing up in Nazi Germany and his imaginary friend named Adolf, and another one of those satires about war, and just another crazy movie from Taika Waititi, who plays the Hitler character. And so that should be on your list as well.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.